Our next item is subdivision 2005-71, Delaware Land Associates LLC as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-71, Delaware Land Associates, also known as Sweetwater Point LLC. Based upon the public record and for the following reasons, I move that we grant preliminary approval. One, the development is designed in accordance with both the subdivision ordinance and the cluster development ordinances. The proposed cluster design is superior to a standard subdivision with lots that are at least 1/2 acre in size and 39% open space. The cluster design is also compatible with the environmentally sensitive character of the property. The applicant has proposed only 49 lots while preserving a significant amount of open space. Two of the items in section 99-9C of the subdivision code have been favorably addressed. Three, the project will not have an adverse impact on the traffic, neighboring properties, or community. Four, although there are wetlands on the site, there are no wetlands within the lots, and a developer will provide 50-foot buffers from the edge of Millsboro Pond, where trees removal will be prohibited. Five, a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet is appropriate in this case given the configuration of the property, and the applicant has proposed a traffic calming design to mitigate against the length of the roadway. Six, the approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of lots shall not exceed 49. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, environmental conservation easements, stormwater management facilities, recreational areas, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and best management practices shall be utilized when appropriate. D, street lighting shall be provided and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. E, no wetlands shall be included with any lot lines. F, the restrictive covenants governing the project must include the agricultural use protection notice and a wetlands notice. G, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. H, a school bus area shall be established on the site as approved by the school district transportation coordinator. The location of the bus stop with the approval of the local school district shall be shown on the final site plan. I, the development shall be served by individual wells for water, and the development shall be served by individual septic systems for sewage disposal. K, the applicant shall comply with all roadway intersection and entrance improvements required by DLDOT, if any. Any road realignment shall be in conformity with DLDOT regulations. L, multi-use trails shall be shown on a final site plan. M, recreation facilities shall be open for use by residents other development within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. N, only one community observation dock may be considered where shown on the preliminary plan and must meet all DENREC permitting requirements. No motorized boat launching or docking facilities will be provided. Boating activities will be limited to kayaks, canoes, and other non-motorized watercraft. The applicant shall establish 50-foot environmental conservation easements and open space as identified in the preliminary site plan. There shall be no removal of trees within 50 feet of the pond except for deadwood. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And my favorite, paved multimodal pathways are to be provided on at least one side of all roads and will connect at the entrance on County Road 318. That's my motion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-71, Delaware Land Associates LLC, as a preliminary for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.